USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Three people are confirmed dead and five others injured in a shooting at Michigan State University during normal business hours on Monday. The East Lansing, Michigan campus has lifted its lockdown. The suspect in the shooting took his own life. The suspect was a 43-year-old man with no affiliation to the university, and police have no idea why he came to the campus. The five people who were injured are in critical condition at a local hospital. No names have been released by the police at this time. Atlanta Judge Robert McBurney on Monday says he will make public some of the written report by a special grand jury investigating former President Trump and the 2020 election in Georgia. In a written order, the Fulton County Superior Court judge said some excerpts of the report are ripe for publication and would be made public on Thursday. It's a tough go, but crews are working to recover the high-altitude objects shot down over the last few days.
Efforts to recover the debris from three unidentified objects shot down in North American airspace over the weekend are underway, but it's not an easy process, according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The objects in Alaska and Canada are in pretty remote terrain, ice and wilderness, all of that making it difficult to find them in winter weather. The object over Lake Huron now lies in what is probably very deep water.
He said officials are still trying to figure out what they are, where they came from, and what are their capabilities. He did say they were not the same as a Chinese surveillance balloon that moved across the U.S. earlier this month. I'm John Schaefer.
The Biden administration on Monday terminated the architect of the Capitol. An inspector general report last year accused Brett Blanton of abusing his authority. The architect of the Capitol is responsible for the maintenance and preservation of the Capitol and its surrounding grounds. Happy Valentine's Day. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. What's the buzz in your garden? Bees can be pests, but without them, we'd never have the flowers and crops that we do. Help give pollinators a place to thrive by adding bee-friendly native plants to your garden now for fall blooms. Which flower species you choose will depend on your region. Ask for assistance at a local nursery specializing in native plants. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The Environmental Protection Agency has an update on the 150-car Norfolk Southern freight train carrying hazardous chemicals that derailed in the town of East Palestine, Ohio, on February 3rd. The EPA says it has not detected any levels of concern of hazardous substances released during or after the crash, though it said it was continuing to monitor the air throughout East Palestine. 5 years ago today, 17 people were killed and 17 others were hurt when a gunman walked into Parkland, Florida's Stoneman Douglas High School and opened fire. Parents are working on a permanent memorial. Parkland 17 Memorial Foundation Vice Chair and the father of Gina, Tony Montalto.
Create a place where people can go and reflect and remember the victims as who they were before the tragedy, as students with bright futures ahead of them, as teachers and coaches who gave so much of themselves to the students and the community.
For decades, scientists and engineers have tossed around the idea of using the moon to manufacture solar panels. All the key ingredients for solar cells are there: silicon, iron, magnesium, and aluminum. Blue Origin quietly said its Blue Alchemist program was working on this very topic for the last 2 years. Blue Origin will attempt to sell the technology to NASA for use by its Artemis program to return humans to the moon in a sustainable way. Lance Pry, USA News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.